You're listening to the Wine Country Live Morning Show with Barry Martin
on KVON Napa, 1440 AM at KVON.com.
It is the Wine Country Live Morning Show, and each Wednesday we welcome in Mike Bassain from the Napa-Sonoma Small Business Development Center, because there are always new information bits to have, new ideas, new concepts in terms of help for small business, and that's what the Napa-Sonoma Small Business Development Center does. Mike, good morning.
Good morning, Barry. Good morning, Taylor.
Good morning.
So I was just moments ago seeing a new item that came across regarding the stimulus plan, and I wondered if it had to do with business, but it's more about the direct checks to individuals and families, so it doesn't directly pertain to the work that you do. But it is kind of a ever-changing picture as the bill has gone from the House now to the Senate. The most recent COVID relief for the $1.9 trillion price tag. What is news in that regard that you're following this week?
Well, you're absolutely right, Barry. You know, it's interesting. We were reporting all the great news in terms of the announcements last week. And, of course, now the reporting is let's wait and see. And that's the case certainly at the federal level with regard to the $1.9 trillion stimulus plan. As you mentioned, it was passed in the House. It was actually passed early Saturday. And now the Senate is expected to begin working on the bill today. The bill will take all 50 of the Democratic senators' votes, as well as the one vote tiebreaker from Harris in order to pass. And of course, the Republicans have argued that the legislation is an overreach, and they believe they've been locked out of the process. However, also, we'll be seeing the stripping out of increases to the minimum wage component as it was stripped out from the House bill. The Senate plans to do the same. And they're trying to beat the March 14th deadline for the expiration of unemployment benefits. So that is really the guiding driver. And the bill is going to provide $15 billion to create grants for small business owners, which is separate and distinct from the PPP plan. And it will also invest $35 billion in financing programs that make low-interest loans, as well as funding to venture capitalists and entrepreneurs. So, yes, we're going to see included in that the $1,400 stimulus payments, as well as a $400 federal unemployment benefit, as well as a number of other things. And what's interesting now is there's already talk about the next stimulus package coming down the pike. A group of Democratic lawmakers has met with Biden to discuss this. They're trying to create what are called automatic stabilizers, including recurring stimulus checks. So this is all interesting news. Certainly in process and to be revealed at a later date. You know, of course, the president announced several revisions to the Paycheck Protection Plan that went into effect last Wednesday to better target small businesses. And the intent was to highlight businesses that were fewer than 20 employees. And that they would be focused upon over a 14-day period that is now going to end on March 9th. And basically, we're waiting for the guidelines to be released by the SBA. So as exciting as this news is, we don't really know what is in store for us. We know that there will be a focus on gross revenue rather than net revenue in the calculation of not only eligibility for the PPP for these smaller businesses, but in terms of the amount of money they may receive. Those calculations have yet to be revealed. And so we're up against a March 31st expiration date for the PPP program. We're having to wait now for these new guidelines. and there'll be a rush to the trough, so to speak, literally, to try to get these loans in process. The one thing I want to mention also that's rather, I think, disconcerting is that if you apply now for the PPP, you are going to be subject to the current guidelines and not the soon-to-be-released guidelines. So you may not get the benefits of waiting.
Shockingly, not every detail has been worked out, it sounds to me like.
That's right. More to be revealed.
I did notice that there is a big chunk of money in the new bill for restaurants, caterers, and there was even mention of wineries and breweries in that as well. You know what I'm talking about, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And so you know, more to be revealed, of course. But again, it's a focus on providing stimulus to this particular industry segment with regard to not only hospitality, but accommodation and restaurants.
So everybody should keep their ears open and be ready to, you know, find the documentation that you're going to need. In a general way, if somebody has not applied for help but at this time but is getting ready to based on new offers, what should they be thinking about? What are you going to need to have to show as part of your application, document-wise?
So the required documents for the PPP first draw will include a copy of your driver's license or photo ID. It can be a passport, actually a voided check, which will provide routing information, assuming that you are approved, your Form 1040 Schedule C, or Form 1120 or 1120S, or 1065 Schedule K1, usually 3 months of bank statements. And if you do have employees or you are a sub-S, proof of payroll form 940 or 941. And then with regard to the second draw PPP, of course, one of the requirements is that you show a 25% or greater reduction in gross revenues, either year over year or quarter over quarter. So they're going to need to compare either quarterly numbers or annual numbers using your bank statements or tax documents. And it can, your tax documents can actually be drafts. You can provide a draft Schedule C if need be, quarterly financial statements, and anything, of course, relating to payroll or related costs. So, yeah, it's really not a lot of information if you've been tracking all this, certainly with regard to an internal accounting system. But it's good to prepare, be ready, because again, as soon as this guideline information is released, of course, the banks will start more aggressively and actively processing the requests. And you may have a very limited time frame in which to support to submit your application.
Mm-hmm. So at the offices there of the Napa Sonoma Small Business Development Center, how busy is it on a scale of 1 to 10? And the follow-up question is, what are the questions most people are asking?
I would say, you know, in terms of our busyness, as we've discussed over time, there is an ebb and flow. And usually there's you know, settling of dust after working on grants and so forth. I expect things to really start to pick up with regard to the PPP. We are focusing mostly on fielding questions with regard to this particular program and the nuances of it, explaining why we need to wait. And then, of course, elements relating to forgiveness and how that process is basically now being reviewed.
Very good. And as a last item, as always, contact information, what people can do to avail themselves of your services. Tell us how to get in touch.
You can reach us at NapaSonomaSBDC.org or call us at 707-256-7250. One thing I wanted to mention also is that with the announcement of the new funding from the state of California, we're going to see an additional $2 billion funneled into the California Relief Grant Program. And that should be significant because we'll see at least two or three more rounds of funding. And that will definitely dictate the activity that we see in the SBDC. But I'm very encouraged by that. And again, one of those additional elements that we just need to wait for patiently.
Patience is a virtue, as they say.
It is indeed.
Mm-hmm. Mike Bassane from the Napa Sonoma Small Business Development Center, thanks for being on again this week and keeping us up to date every Wednesday.
Thank you, and have a great day.
Yeah, you too.
All right, bye-bye.
You're listening to the Wine Country Live Morning Show with Barry Martin
on KVON Napa, 1440 AM and KVON.com.